Greetings, everyone, from Zeeland Stadium. Welcome to High School Football 2013 on WHTC and WHTC.com. It is a matchup of the teams from a couple of different conferences, the OK Black and the OK White tonight, as the Zeelandese Chicks take on the Rangers of Forest Hills Central High School. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you tonight. Chicks come into the ballgame with a record of 3 wins, no losses. They are ranked number 3 in the state in the latest Division III Michigan Associated Press High School football poll. They opened their season with a win over Holland Christian a couple of weeks ago. Then in week two, had a thrilling overtime victory over their crosstown rival, the Zeeland West Ducks. And then last week, came from behind, wiped out a 2-touchdown deficit at the half to beat Hudsonville by a score of 14-12. Now, Forest Hills Central comes into the ball game with a record of 2-1. The Forest Hills Central is coming off a tough loss against East Kentwood last week. They beat Kenowa Hills in their opener, then defeated the Holland High Dutch 45-20 in week two. Last week, they were down 12-7 late in the ball game against East Kentwood and driving toward a potential winning score. However, a pass was intercepted at the goal line, and East Kentwood returned at the distance 100 yards for a score, and that was the clincher as the Falcons defeated the Rangers by a score of 20-7. It's the second year in a row that Zeeland East and Forest Hills Central have gotten together, and the Chicks won last year's matchup by a score of 27-23. Fans streaming into the stadium, I don't think we're going to have quite the crowd that we did a couple of weeks ago for the Zeeland West contest, but we should still have a very good contingent of Chicks fans on this side of the field. Fans making their way over on the opposite side from the Ada and Cascade area on the east side of Grand Rapids, representing the Forest Hills Central Rangers. When we come back, we will begin our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. We'll be talking with Zeeland East coach Derek Pennington about his team and their early start, and particularly last week's ball game where they had to overcome some adversity to knock off the Hudsonville Eagles. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com.
Welcome back to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. Tonight, the Chicks of Zeeland East will try to continue to build on their strong start to the 2013 season as they take on the Rangers of Forest Hills Central in their OK Black Conference opener. After an impressive opening win over Holland Christian, the Chicks pulled out an overtime win over their crosstown rival Zeeland West 2 weeks ago, 50-44, on a Spencer Veening touchdown run in the extra period. Last week, the Chicks dug themselves an early hole, trailing 12-0 at the half against Hudsonville. However, the Chicks fought back. Veening scored on a 14-yard run in the third quarter to get Zeeland East on the board. Then 3 minutes later, the Chicks struck again as speedy Corey Westra dashed 27 yards for the go-ahead score, and the defense made that score stand up as East prevailed 14-12. Zeeland East coach Derek Pennington says Westra, who is averaging nearly 12 yards a carry this season and has rushed for 5 touchdowns, has given the Chicks offense a boost as opposing defenses have keyed on Veening, the 4-year starting back.
He's a very fast kid, and he's starting to figure out how to run, and we've been really pleased with him. He's one of our better kids in the weight room, even though he's not real big. So he's a strong kid, and he's explosive. So, you know, we're just finding a way to get the ball and get him some space because he can make some things happen.
Pennington is looking forward to the challenge tonight from Forest Hills Central, which is led by veteran coach Tim Rogers, who has coached in both the high school and collegiate ranks, including a tenure as head coach at Kalamazoo College.
I've known their coach, Tim Rogers, for almost 15 years now. And, you know, he's a really good spread coach. They have some really good passing concepts. Their quarterbacks are always well coached. So, you know, they're going to throw the ball out of the spread and mix in the run, and they're going to be a well-coached group. And he's got some good skilled kids. You know, they're really one play from being 3-0. They threw a pick with about 25 seconds to go against East Kentwood going in to score. And, you know, they're a good ball club.
Pennington says the Chicks need a good effort tonight on both sides of the football if they are to go to 4-0 on the season.
Obviously, running the football is where we start. You know, we're a spread offense, but we try to build our offense around the run. We're kind of, I told somebody this week, we're kind of like a Bo Schembechler spread offense. So, you know, we're going to come out and try to establish the run, and then then on defense, we got to find a way to get pressure on their quarterback and not let them sit back there and pick us apart.
That's Derek Pennington, head coach of the Zealand East Chicks. We'll be back with more of the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com.
And welcome back to Zealand Stadium and the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. Greg Chandler with you as we get you set for this ball game between Zealand East and Forest Hills Central. The Rangers come in with a record of 2 wins and 1 loss. They defeated Kenowa Hills in their opener 24-21. Then beat Holland High in week 2, 45-20. In that ball game, the Rangers jumped out to a 35-0 halftime lead. And in our pregame segment with Coach Pennington, he mentioned about how Forest Hill Central likes to throw the ball around. In fact, in that ball game, Forest Hill Central scored 28 points in the second quarter, and it was all on the result of 4 touchdown passes, 2 by each of their 2 quarterbacks. They run a 2-quarterback setup. Brett Miller is the guy who's going to open the ball game, but we will also see Johnny Nutter. Both players are juniors, and Miller has thrown for 4 touchdowns. Nutter has thrown for 3. Last week, as we mentioned, it was a close ball game against East Kentwood. The final ended up being 20-7, but it could very easily have gone Forest Hills Central's way because they were down right within the they were down inside the 10-yard line with under a minute to go and down by 5 trying to drive for a winning score when they had the interception and 100-yard return for the touchdown that iced the victory for East Kentwood. Miller through the air so far this year, 33 of 61 for 554 yards and 4 TDs. Nutter is 9 of 17 through the air for 113 yards and 3 scores. The deep threat, there's 2 main threats for Forest Hill Central as wideouts. Josh Kuiper, who is a junior wide receiver, has caught 8 passes for 160 yards, but he has 4 touchdowns on the season. The other guy is Dylan Otulski. He's just a sophomore. He has caught 6 passes on the season for 153 yards. Do the math. That's about 25 yards a catch. And 2 touchdowns. So they have shown the ability this season to hit the big play through the passing game. And Tim Rogers, as Coach Pennington referred to, likes to spread the field and throw the ball around. And again, this was the type of offense he used down at Kalamazoo College. He was really the first coach, I think, with the Hornets to really go to a passing-oriented spread offense. And several of the coaches that have followed him have gone on to run variations of that spread offense, and Kalamazoo has gotten kind of a reputation as being the team that's willing to chuck the ball all over the field and spread the field to try to get guys in isolation. So, but it was Tim Rogers who coached the Hornets back in the late 90s, early 2000s that was really the first coach at Kalamazoo to do that. And Rogers has been around. He's coached out in Colorado. He's coached at several high schools around Michigan, and he's done a really good job here at Forest Hills Central High School. Other games going on around our area tonight in high school football. Most of the area teams are on the road tonight. Holland High is at Northview tonight. Holland Christian is at Forest Hills Eastern. West Ottawa is at Kenowa Hills. And we'll see the Panthers next Friday night as they open OK Red Conference play against the Rockford Rams. Zealand West is playing at Cedar Springs. Hamilton is at Forest Hills Northern. Fenville is home against Marcellus. And Saugatuck is playing Hartford tonight. That game airing on 92.7 The Van, our sister station, with Gary Stevens on the play-by-play. And but it is most of the area teams on the road. And for a lot of these teams, it's the last non-conference game before they start league play next week. So a final test, so to speak, for a lot of these teams before we start OK Red Conference play. I tell you, the game conditions are presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant at the 17th Street Y. Stop in and indulge in breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Jackie's Place. It's 72 degrees right now under mostly cloudy skies. Our forecast calls for a 40% chance of showers. Although looking at the radar right now, I don't see any rain in the area. We might be able to get through this ball game without any precipitation, and I'm sure that's going to be just fine for both Coach Pennington and Coach Ryder, because they want to dry track for this ball game. Officials have made their way out onto the field. They had the coin toss beforehand. Forest Hills Central won the toss and elected to defer their choice to the second half. So Zealand East is going to get the football first to start this ball game. When we come back, we will have the opening kickoff of tonight's ball game. But first, let's take one final two-minute timeout. You've been listening to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show, and you're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zealand Stadium, and Zealand East getting ready to get the football first to start this ball game. Jacob Gregory's going to be the deep man for the Chicks. The Chicks are in their brown uniforms, brown shirts, brown pants, gold helmets, and a little bit of gold on the shoulder pads and white numerals. The Rangers of Forest Hills Central are in the white jerseys, green numerals, a little bit of silver on the shoulder pads, and green helmets. Get ready to kick off. It looks like Grant Shull is going to kick off for Forest Hills Central. East will be working right to left across your radio dial. This kickoff brought to you by Hop in a Fenville. Text Hop to 80373 for specials. The kick downfield, it is fielded by Gregory, and Gregory is going to hand it off. And coming upfield to about the 15 and maybe the 16-yard line is Corey Westra. So the Chicks will get it first on offense. Check in the offense. Now, Zealand East has gone with a two-quarterback setup. We have seen both Dylan Dykstra and Dan Bohanka at quarterback. Bohanka is going to open tonight at QB. He is a junior, and he made a big play on a fourth down situation last week with his team down 12-0, and that actually provided the spark for that first scoring drive. He converted a fourth and eight with a nice pass. And he'll open with Spencer Veeney and Corey Wester in the backfield. Two tight ends in the ballgame, single receiver on the right. They'll operate out of the gun. Bohanka's going to hand it off to Wester up the middle over the right side. He gets out to about the 18 and gets wrestled back by about three or four green jerseys. Wideouts for Zealand East, Jacob Gregory, Devin Butler, Josh Hart. Bohanka gets the play from Coach Pennington. Chicks are banged up a little bit on the up front. Travis Jacobs and Bud Cliffman, who started earlier this season against Zealand West, are both sidelined. They are in street clothes tonight. Pickup of two on the first play for Westra. Second and eight from the 18-yard line. Chicks come up to the line. Two running backs in the backfield. Two tight ends in the ballgame. Five-man front for Forest Hills Central. Here's the gift of Veeney around the left side. Actually, Veeney is not in the ballgame. And cutting back upfield to about the 21, that's Caleb Veeney. That is Spencer's younger brother. And he went to his left, cut back upfield, and managed to get about 3 yards on the play. So it's going to be third and five for Zealand East from their 21-yard line. Up front, Jacob Compagner is the center. Up front also is Gordon Honhorst, Chandler Barnes, Alan Gutierrez, and Mitch Zarup. Third and five from the 21-yard line. And Spencer Veeney is not starting the ball game right now for Zealand East. Not quite sure what the story is, but Caleb is in the ball game for him. Here's Bohanka, off balance, throws, got Gregory for a first down, to the 25, up to the 30, and he's wrestled out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Nice throw off the back foot that time by Dan Bohanka, and he hits Jacob Gregory for the completion, and it's a first down for Zealand East. They move it up to the 35-yard line. Chicks 3-0, ranked number 3 in the state in class in Division 3. Zealand West, by the way, is ranked number 5. So both Zealand schools ranked in the top 5. Three receivers, two receivers right, single receiver left on first and 10 from the Chicks 35. The handoff goes to Caleb Veeney over the left side. He gets out to about the 37 before he is wrestled down. Spencer Veeney, we've received word, is not playing tonight. He is not dressed tonight. So Caleb Veeney is going to operate tonight. Spencer Veeney injured in last week's ball game and will not play tonight. Gregory and Devin Butler split wide to the right and Josh Hart wide left on second and eight from the Chicks' 37-yard line. Bohanka takes, gives it to Wester around the right end. Wester up to the 40. Wester up to the 45. He's got himself a first down before he is finally wrestled down. Parker Tillman, a big tackle, number 79 on the stop that time. They'll mark it the 45, pickup of 8 for Wester. So Corey Wester, I think, is going to probably get the load tonight with Spencer Veeney out of the lineup. First and 10, Chicks from their 45, just underway. We've played a little more than 2 minutes. Pohanka's in the spread. He's got running backs on either side, two receivers right, single receiver left. Back to throw is Pohanka, rolling to his left, gets a little pressure, throws, overthrows his man, and it's almost intercepted. Actually, Johnny Nutter had a shot at it for Forest Hills Central, but not able to reel that one in. Up front for Forest Hills Central, Parker Tillman, Alec Van Vossen. Also, Josh Lamica in the ball game as well on the front line. Scott Seibel is one of the linebackers for the Rangers. Some of the secondary guys, you got Zach Walker back there, Johnny Nutter, who almost had that pick a moment ago. Sam Euchre is in there as well. Second and 10 for the Chicks. They have it at their 45, no score. Looks like they're bringing somebody up from the outside. They're sending three guys, actually, and Pohanka's going to keep it himself, and he's going to lose yardage. They brought a couple of linebackers that time, and on the stop that time, Hans Desereau, a senior linebacker, also Dakota Cutchins, who came up from the secondary to make the stop. No gain for Pohanka on the play. It will be third and 10 Chicks from their 45. Pohanka gets the play from Coach Pennington. Just underway here at Zeeland Stadium. Chicks trying to go for their fourth consecutive win. Butler split wide to the right, two receivers wide left, single back in the backfield this time. They've got Westra lined up in the slot, it looks like. Pohanka back to throw, flag down. They set the screen up for Butler. Butler's on the 45. Butler to midfield, and he gets banged down at around the 49 of Forest Hills Central. It's not going to be a first down. There was a flag right at the point of the snap. It's going to be illegal shift against Zeeland East. So Tim Rogers, I'm guessing, is going to roll the down box here because that would make it fourth and four. They're talking to the Forest Hills Central captains to see what they want to do. Illegal shift the penalty. The penalty is declined, so it will be fourth and four for the Chicks from the Rangers' 49-yard line. And Dylan Dykstra has come in at quarterback. He's the second quarterback, and Dykstra handles the punting duties, but it looks like they come up looking like they're going to run a regular play. Now Dykstra will drop back. They do this quite often. Here's the snap. Dykstra will kick it away, and it's a nice kick. He sends the Forest Hills Central back. It's Walker taking it at the 10. He is hemmed in, breaks a couple of tackles, but he's going to be dragged down. The ball comes loose, but I think he's already down. His knee already hit the turf. The Chicks say they recovered it, but they're not going to get it. His knee was clearly down at around the 11-yard line, so Forest Hills Central will take over on offense. Brett Miller will come out at quarterback for Forest Hills Central, but we'll also see Johnny Nutter as well. And Miller's done a nice job throwing the football so far for the Rangers in the early part of the season, having thrown for over 550 yards and four touchdowns. They'll go four wide receivers, two on either side. Miller is in the gun. He's looking at a four-man Zeeland East front. Miller takes, hands it off to Zach Walker over the left side, and Walker gets out to about the 15-yard line. Walker, a senior, and looks like a good-sized kid. They don't provide us with heights and weights on this team, but he looks like a pretty good-sized fella. Second and six, Rangers come up the line. They do not huddle. And I presume Coach Rogers is going to operate that way pretty much the whole ball game. Walker lines up to the left of Miller, who's in the gun. Walker gets the handoff up the middle. He gets out to about the 18-yard line before being brought down. Austin Bellis came up from the secondary that time for the Chicks. Up front for Zeeland East, we got Compagner, Kyle Hutchinson, Matt Brown. They'll operate with four, sometimes five linebackers. Bryce Hunterman has checked into the ball game at one of the lineman spots. Third and we'll call it a long one from just shy of the 20. Two running backs in the backfield this time, one on either side of the quarterback. And Walker gets the handoff, and he's going to have the first down out to the 23. So it's been three straight running plays so far for Forest Hills Central, and Walker's able to pick up the first down. Hutchinson returns to the ball game after being out for one play. Bellis is one of the linebackers. Corey Westra is another linebacker for Zeeland East. They go trips right here on first and 10 from the 23, and Walker again gets the handoff, and Walker gets his legs taken out from underneath them. Caleb Beanie slices through that time. textbook tackle, and he drops Walker for about a yard loss. Actually, they're going to mark it back at the line of scrimmage. Caleb Beening is in as one of the linebackers, in for his brother Spencer. Butler is one of the cornerbacks for the Chicks. Second and 10, Forestville Central. Two receivers on either side. Butler goes from right to left around the quarterback, Miller. Miller back to throw. He's going to air it out deep, and there was a miscommunication between the quarterback and the receiver. The receiver stopped his route at about the 40. Josh Kuiper was the intended target, but Miller threw the ball about 20 yards beyond where Kuiper was standing. So the first pass of the ball game goes incomplete for Forest Hills Central. 6:35 to go, first quarter, no score. Third and 10, Forest Hills Central. They have it at their 23. Two receivers on either side. Miller in the gun, hands it off to Walker. Walker breaks one tackle in the backfield, tries to get to the outside, and he gets taken down at the 23. Corey Westra came up from his linebacker position that time and got him around the ankles as Walker tried to get to the outside. They'll give him a yard, but it's going to be fourth and nine, and Zeeland East is going to get the football back. In punt formation for the Rangers, looks like Dave Reiser, who's a junior. Gregory stands at his 35, awaiting the boot. It's a low kick. Gregory comes up, fields it at his 40. Got some running room. Gregory to the 45, gets brought down at about the 47. Dylan Otulski, the wide receiver, down on coverage that time for the Rangers. So Zeeland East will get it for their second possession. No score, 5:50 to go in the first quarter. So East had a couple of first downs on its first possession. Forest Hills Central had one on its first possession. Chicks with decent field position. They have it at their 47. They go trips right this time. Single receiver left. Keep an eye on Wester. I believe he's in the slot on the right. They bring a linebacker up. Wester gets the handoff up the middle, and Corey gets out to midfield, and he runs right into the arms of Alec Van Boston, who wrestles him down, and we get an injured Forest Hills Central player. Kuiper. Now check that. That's Hans Desereau, who's a senior linebacker. He is he's trying to come off under his own power, and the training staff coming out to meet him, and I think he's checking to see what time zone he's in. Desereau being assisted as he comes off the field. Dan Bohanka comes to get the play from Coach Derek Pennington. Second and 7 for the Chicks. Clock running. 5:27 to go first quarter. We have no score in the contest. Butler and Gregory split wide to the right. Kylan Barton is split wide to the left. Two running backs in the backfield this time with Bohanka, the quarterback. Bohanka gives it to Westra. Westra around the right side. Westra with running room. He's got 40, 30 down the sideline. 20. 5 end zone touchdown, Zeeland East. Corey Westra gets to the outside, and he takes it 50 yards to Pater. His 6th rushing touchdown of the season, his 7th touchdown overall. And with 5:02 to go in the first quarter, it is Zeeland East 6 and Forest Hills Central nothing. Avery Eccles on for the conversion out of the hold of Jacob Gregory. Well, Corey Westra has come up with big plays all season long so far for Zeeland East, and he came up with another big one there. Kick on the way by Eccles. It's got plenty of leg, and it is good. 5:02 to go, first quarter. Zeeland East 7, Forest Hills Central nothing. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. 53 yards, two plays the drive for Zeeland East on that touchdown. Corey Westra, a 50-yard run. And, again, it was he got to the outside, and once he got to the sideline, there was nobody from Forest Hills Central that was going to catch him. Eccles gets ready to kick off. A couple of return guys back at the 5-yard line for the Rangers. Eccles sends it away. It's deep, and it is 7 yards deep in the end zone, and that's going to be a touchback. Now, Eccles had an outstanding game kicking a couple weeks ago against the Ducks as he consistently knocked his kickoffs into the end zone. So Forest Hills Central will get it for its second possession, trailing it 7-0. And they come immediately up to the line. They do not huddle. Miller is the quarterback. Brett Miller, a junior. They were primarily on the ground on that first possession. They got one first down, but not able to move any further. Miller back to throw. Miller gets a little pressure, now rolls out to his right. Rolls, throws, and it's going to be out of bounds. And we get a flag at the end of the play. And it was in the area where the quarterback threw the football. He got outside the tackle box, so I don't think it's intentional grounding. Oh, they do call it. Okay, hold on here. I think they... they called roughing the passer against Zeeland East. That was the penalty. Miller was hit after he threw the football, and that's a 15-yard penalty. That's going to give Forest Hills Central a first down at the 35-yard line. I didn't see who hit him. Miller had some pressure on him as he tried to throw the football. Miller tells his lineman what the play is. Two receivers on either side. Walker lined up to the right of Miller is in the gun. Four-man front for the Chicks. We get a flag down as Walker gets the handoff. He's out over the 40 to the 41, and I presume this is going to be a legal procedure or a legal motion against Forest Hills Central. Illegal procedure is the call against Forest Hills Central, so this is going to come back. So we've had penalties on back-to-back plays. First, the roughing the passer penalty against the Chicks, and then Forest Hills Central reciprocates with an illegal procedure call. First and 15 for the Rangers from their 30. And it looks like Johnny Nutter is now in the ball game. Nutter is the other quarterback, but now this time Nutter splits out wide to the left. I'd keep an eye on a double pass or something because Nutter has certainly shown the ability to throw the football. They go trips left, single receiver right. The give is to Walker. Walker to the right side, gets to the outside. He's to the 35. Oh, he stiff arms a Chicks defender. He gets up to about the 40. Walker just shoved Austin Bellis out of the way with a stiff arm, and he was right up around the face mask area. Pickup of 11 for Walker on that play. Early going, Walker with 25 yards on 6 carries. Second and 4 for the Rangers from their 40, from their 41. Trips left, single receiver right. Walker lines up to the right of Miller, who's in the gun. Four-man front for the Chicks. Hand off to Walker. Actually, Miller's got to keep it himself. He's got a first down and more into Chicks territory at the 45. Nice fake that time by Miller. He faked the give to Walker going to his left and then took it straight up the middle and picked up 13. Forest Hills Central on the move. They have it at the Zeeland East 46. Clock running, 4:10 to play, first quarter, 7-0 Chicks. Two receivers on either side. Miller's in the gun. Walker to his left. Long snap. Back to throw Miller with time. Throws left side. And it is off the hands of the receiver. That was intended for Euchre. Euchre was open. But he could not reel that in. Seth Nyberg on the coverage. Nyberg, who had 3 interceptions against Holland Christian in week 1. Nick Sielecki is the center for Forest Hills Central. He's the guy responsible for those long snaps. Parker Tillman is the right tackle. And I believe Bryson Schneider is the right guard. Second and 10, Forest Hills Central from the Zeeland East 46. Two running backs in the backfield this time, one on either side of Miller. Miller hands it off to Walker. Walker tries to get to the outside, and he's going to be wrestled down for a loss. Caleb beating Austin Bellis and Devin Butler on the stop. Well contained that time by the Chicks. Nick Krieger is one of the other offensive linemen. He's the left guard. And Alec Van Vossen is the left tackle for the Rangers. Patrick Donovan has joined Walker in the backfield. So two running backs in the backfield. One on either side of Brett Miller on 3rd and 10 from the Chicks 46. Snap goes to Miller. Back to throw. Miller gets pressure. Swings it out of the backfield for Walker. Walker is hit immediately by Caleb Beattie. And that's going to be a loss of 4. Miller saw the pressure coming, went to his check down back Walker, and Caleb Vini was right there waiting for him. It's a loss of 4. So far, the East defense has really done a nice job of containing the passing attack of the Rangers. Reiser on to punt. He stands at his 37. Gregory awaits the boot back at the Zeeland East 10. Reiser gets the snap. Low kick. And it's away from Gregory, and Jacob's going to let it roll, and it's going to roll dead at about the 5. Not a booming kick by any stretch of the imagination, but it got a pretty good roll. It goes down as a 45-yard boot. Chicks will have it 1st and 10 from their 6, leading it 7-0 with 2:26 to play in the first quarter. And what has been a fast-moving first quarter. Pohanka comes out to lead the East offense. Again, the Chicks playing without Spencer Veening, who is out of the lineup tonight with an injury. Caleb Veening and Corey Wester line up in the backfield. Two receivers left, single receiver right. Forest Hill Central walks up a couple of guys from the outside on the blitz. They give up the middle to Wester, and Corey got nothing. Actually, he lost a yard. The senior Dakota Cutchins sliced through that time and dropped Wester for a loss back to the 5. It'll be 2nd and 11 for the Chicks from their 5. Big game up in between Muskegon and Lowell tonight. The Big Reds lead the Red Arrows 7-6 that game in the first quarter. Pohanka takes a snap, fakes the handoff, is going to keep it himself, and he's going to lose another yard. The Forest Hills Central defense not fooled at all. Big Parker Tillman on the stop that time. So it's going to be 3rd and 12 for the Chicks from their 4-yard line. Nice series this time by the Forest Hills Central defense. 1:18 to go in the first quarter, 7-0. Corey Wester, a 50-yard touchdown run, the only scoring so far. Chicks send two receivers to the right, single receiver left. Pohanka's got Wester and Caleb Veening in the backfield. The give to Wester over the right side, and Corey got maybe a yard. Nothing doing that time for the Chicks offense. So Zeeland East is going to have to punt the ball out of their own end zone. They'll mark it just short of the 6, so they got the 2 yards back that they lost on the first two plays. Dykstra in to punt the football. A couple of the Forest Hills Central return guys are standing inside the Zeeland East 40. Low snap, and the kick is away, but we get a flag thrown, and it came from the back judge, so that leads me to believe. Well, that's usually the area of delay of game, but it's also possibly an illegal substitution. And that's what that is. Illegal substitution is the penalty. Too many men on the field? And we'll see about the mark off. It's a 5-yard penalty, so it's still 4th down, but that's going to give Dykstra a little more breathing room to punt the football. Dykstra stands like in a normal shotgun formation, now drops back. Walker awaits the boot. Dykstra gets the snap.
gets a low kick away, and it's over Walker's head. Walker's not going to bother chasing it down. It's going to roll inside the 30, inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line.
That is a 67, actually a 68-yard boot down to the 21-yard line, and I don't think it got more than 15 feet off the ground. Style points, it doesn't count for much, but Derek Pennington likes the distance. He just flipped the field with that boot. So Forest Hill Central will have it for its third possession, 10.5 seconds to go in the quarter, so this probably should be the last play of the quarter. 7-0, East in the lead, ball at the Forest Hill Central 21. Two receivers on either side. And Miller rolling out to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. Matt Brown, the junior defensive end, broke through that time. He did not bite for the play-action fake. And he dropped Miller for a loss of 8 back to the 13-yard line. And that's the end of the first quarter here at Zeeland Stadium. It is Zeeland East 7, Forest Hill Central nothing. Let's take a 60, Adam Prince. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station at WHTC.com. Forest Hill Central has its 2nd and 17 from its 13-yard line. Two receivers on either side. Miller in the gun. Hands it. Oh, Miller's going to keep it himself. He faked the give to Walker, and Miller got it to about the 15-yard line before Matt Brown, along with Kyle Hutchinson, made the stop for Zeeland East. Going to be 3rd and long for the Rangers. Miller looks to the sideline to get the play. Miller's gone all the way at quarterback. We haven't seen Johnny Nutter operate at quarterback yet. He's been operating as a receiver. Two receivers on either side. Walker lines up to the left of Miller, who's in the gun. Four-man front for the Chicks. They do not blitz anybody. Back to throw is Miller. Miller's going to air it out left side, and it's going to be intercepted. Coming the other way is Chandler Smith. He's down to the 20, to the 5. Does he get in? Yes, he does. Touchdown, Zeeland East. It was an outside corner pattern. The receiver broke the pattern inside, so there wasn't a white jersey in sight. Chandler Smith made an over-the-shoulder grab at the 35, came back the other way, and followed his blockers into the end zone for the touchdown. A 35-yard interception return by Chandler Smith, and Zeeland East extends its lead to 13-0. Eccles on for the extra point. Gregory to hold. So for the second straight week, Forest Hill Central gives up a pick six. Low snap. Gregory does a good job of settling it down, though. Kick on the way is good by Eccles. 11:08 to go in the first half. It's Zeeland East 14, Forest Hill Central nothing. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Well, there was no drive on that last score because it was a pick six for the Chicks as Chandler Smith picked one off and took it 35 to the house. Up in Walker right now, it's West Ottawa 7, Kennewick Hills nothing. It was Jared McNitt to J.D. Ottoman for a 10-yard touchdown strike. Eccles gets ready for the kickoff. He sends it away. It's a high booming kick. It's going to be fielded at the 5. Coming up field is Otulski. Otulski with running room. He's up to the 30, out close to the 35. So Jared Otulski with a nice return of that kick. On the coverage for Zeeland East was Connor Hinson, the backup linebacker. So Forest Hill Central has it at its 34-yard line, staring at a 14-0 deficit. I think Henson may have hurt himself on that tackle. He was limping a little bit coming upfield. Miller comes out to lead the Rangers. He's been quiet so far. He's one of four so far for negative 4 yards, and he just threw a pick six. Here's the get to Walker up the middle. Walker gets to the outside. He's to the 40, to the 45 outside the numbers, and we get a flag thrown from the backside this time as Walker goes down near midfield. I'm guessing that might be in the area of a face mask. The flag was thrown right near the area where the tackle was made. Illegal use of hands against Forest Hills Central. So the flag was thrown actually beyond the first down marker. Nice run that time by Zach Walker, who's had a couple of good runs so far tonight. They mark it back at the 38, so it looks like it's going to be first, and we'll call it six. Not often you see that, first and six. Rangers will go trips left, single receiver right. Walker lines up to the left of Miller, who's in the gun. Miller takes, gives it to Walker. Walker makes one man miss in the backfield, gets outside the numbers at the 40, up to the sideline to the 45, and he's got a first down. East defender had a shot at Walker in the backfield, and Walker did a nice juke move to get rid of him. They'll mark it at the 45. Unofficially, 44 yards rushing so far for Walker in the contest. Back comes Forest Hill Central to the line. They go trips left. Miller's in the gun with Walker to his right. Walker's got the handoff, makes one man miss in the backfield, takes it back upfield, and he gets to about the 46. Initial penetration came from Noah Brown, the linebacker, and Caleb Veening cleaned up. Second and nine for the Rangers. From their own 46, clock running, 10:15 to go, first half. Now, two big plays right now, the difference, the 50-yard touchdown run by Wester and the 35-yard interception return by Chandler Smith. Miller lines up in the gun, takes the snap, drops back to throw, throws right side along the sideline, and he overshoots his receiver down around the 25-yard line. That was intended for Grant Schull. Good coverage that time by Devin Butler, the junior cornerback. Well, they've tried to go deep a couple of times, but the Zeeland East defense has been stride for stride with the Forest Hills Central receivers. Third and nine for Forest Hills Central from its 46. Two receivers right, two receivers left, one on the right this time. Miller in the gun, 5 yards behind center, awaits the snap from Selecki. Back to throw Miller. Miller down the middle, and that was intended out of the backfield for Xavier Tillman, who's just been called up from the junior varsity, but he was shielded off by Devin Butler. That play had no chance whatsoever. So it's going to be a punting situation for the Rangers again. Miller now 1 of 6 through the air. He came into the ball game having completed about 53% of his passes, but they've not been able to get anything going in the passing game. Here's a low snap fielded by Reiser, and Reiser gets the boot away. Nice kick, hangs it high, bounces at the 20, but then takes a kind of a backward spin, and it's knocked down at about the 24-yard line. A little bit of backspin on that boot by Reiser. Chicks will take over at their 25, leading 14-0 with 9:46 to play in the first quarter. Zeeland West leads Cedar Springs 14-0 in the second quarter. Chicks come up to the line. This time there's two running backs in the backfield with Pohanka in the backfield, two receivers left, single receiver right. They bring up linebackers on each side. The give is to Caleb Veening, and he goes nowhere. Dakota Cutchins on the stop. And Caleb Beattie's really not been able to get much running room at all tonight. Second and 11 for the Chicks from their 24. They send Kylan Barton wide to the left. Wide right is Devin Butler and Jacob Gregory, two running backs in the backfield. The give is to Westra around the end, and Westra is going to be hit for a loss. Boy, Forest Hills Central was ready for that one. Josh Lamica and Josh Kuiper breaking through that time to drop Corey for a loss of three back to the 21. Third and 14 for the Chicks. So the Chicks going in reverse right now. Chicks will go with two receivers on either side. Single running back is Westra, lined up to the right of the quarterback, Pohanka. Pohanka's gone all the way at quarterback so far. He takes the snap, back to throw, gets pressure, flushed out of the pocket, rolls to his left, throws, got a receiver, and caught and dropped immediately at about the 20. Caleb Beattie with the grab, and he was taken down immediately after the catch. They'll actually put the ball at the 18, so that'll be a loss of three. And it'll be fourth down, and Dykstra will have to come on to punt. Now, Forest Hills Central has not played badly defensively. They've just had been gashed for the one big run by Westra. Dykstra gets the snap, and this one is off the side of his foot, and it hits at the Zeeland East 36 and comes bouncing back the other way and is touched down at the 34. He was trying to kick it kind of like Australian rules style, and he shanked that ball. It's only going to be a 16-yard punt, so Forest Hill Central is going to get its best field position of the night. They'll have it at the Zeeland East 34 with 7:42 to go. In the first half, it's 14-0 in favor of the Chicks. Here come the Rangers. This time, two running backs in the backfield. Donovan joins Walker in the backfield, along with Miller, the quarterback. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Miller takes, back to throw, slant pattern, almost picked. Corey Westra anticipated the pass, and he almost had a pick six the other way. Westra smelled that one from about three area codes away. Second and 10 for Forest Hills Central from the Zeeland East 34. They just got it there after a short Zeeland East punt. Miller relays the play to his linemen. Two running backs in the backfield, two receivers right, single receiver left. Four-man front for the Chicks. Miller takes, hands off to Walker. Oh, Miller's going to keep it himself, and he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. They collided a little bit, did Miller and Walker. Caleb Beattie led the charge again. Caleb Beattie doing a nice job from his linebacker spot tonight. Third and 10 from the Zeeland East 34. A little too far out to try a field goal here. And Tim Rogers wants to capitalize on this good field position. Two receivers on either side. Walker to the left of Miller, who's in the gun. And a couple of the linemen had the wrong snap count. They started one snap too early. So that's going to be a five-yard walk-off against Forest Hills Central. That will make it third and 15 from the 39. Nutter comes in, bringing the play from the sideline. It's Nutter and Donovan split wide to the right. Atulski and Scholl are wide left. Miller in the gun. Miller takes, back to throw, gets hit as he throws, throws downfield. It is caught for a touchdown. Miller was hit as he threw it, hung up there. And it was Johnny Nutter, the wide receiver slash quarterback. He got under it, and he just had a bit of a half step on the cornerback, and he makes the grab for the touchdown.
It's a 39-yard connection, so Forest Hills Central able to capitalize on that short field.
And the Rangers are on the board with 6:36 to play in the first half. It's now 14-6, Zeeland East. Reiser on for the extra point. High snap. Good job by the holder to get it down. It's a low line drive kick, and it is through. So 6:36 to go in the first half. It is Zeeland East 14, Forest Hills Central 7. Back after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. 39 yards, three plays the drive for Forest Hills Central, and all 39 yards came as a result of a touchdown pass from Brett Miller to Johnny Nutter. And it cuts the Zeeland East lead to 14-7. Grant Scholl approaches the ball, sends the kick away. Gregory will field it at the six, turns around, and Gregory hands it off and getting up to about the 12-yard line. I believe that was Barton on the return. But the Chicks are going to have it in poor field position at their 12. And right now, Forest Hills Central's got a little momentum going. Miller was hit hard by Bryce Hunterman, who came from the outside on that touchdown pass. But, boy, give Miller credit for getting that one away. And a nice job by Nutter to run underneath that one and make the grab. East comes out with two receivers to the right, single receiver left. In the gun is Pohanka. Pohanka rolls out to his right. Dykstra's in the ballgame right now, and Dykstra's pass is intercepted. A diving grab by Dylan Altolski at the 35. The pass was underthrown. It was intended, I believe, for Caleb Veeney, not of the backfield, but it was underthrown, and a diving grab by Dylan Altolski for the pick. And once again, Forest Hills Central, they got the ball right back where they got it the last time, the Zeeland East 34. So the Chicks turn it over for the first time tonight. And Dylan Dykstra, taking over at quarterback for Pohanka, throws a pick. Two receivers on either side. Miller takes back to throw, steps into the throw, throws toward the sideline. It's up in the air, and it's batted out of bounds. It was intended for Otulski down at the 10-yard line. Kylan Barton on the coverage for the Chicks. Well, not impressive passing numbers for Brett Miller so far tonight. Unofficially, 2 of 9 for 35 yards, but one of those completions went for 6 just a moment ago. Second and 10 now from the 34. Two receivers on either side. The left side receivers are bunched close to the line. Walker's lined up to the left of Miller in the gun, and Walker gets the handoff up the middle. He's to the 35, fights his way down close to the 30. Matt Brown on the stop for the Chicks. Jaden Hunterman also there as well. Third and 7 for Forest Hills Central from the Zeeland East 31. Exactly 6 minutes to play, first half. 14-7 Zeeland East in the lead, but Forest Hills Central's got some momentum going. Fans on the Zeeland East side are pretty quiet right now. Miller in the gun. He's got Walker to his left. Two receivers on either side. The give to Walker around the right side. He goes nowhere. And Austin Bellis, the linebacker, shot through and dropped Walker right at the line of scrimmage. So fourth and 7 now for Forest Hills Central, and I presume Tim Rogers is going to go for it. It's too far out to try a field goal and too close for a punt. Quarterback Miller and the four wide receivers all look to the sideline to get the play call from Coach Rogers. Rogers assisted by Greg Hudkins, Todd Hartman, Brady Blackwell, Obi Aze, and Mike Ebert. Rogers, of course, for those of you who are Hope College fans, might remember that Rogers was once coach at Kalamazoo College back in the late 90s.
Forest Hills Central will take time. 4:49 to go in the first half. Let's take a 60-second break, Adam. It is 14-7 Zeeland East. You're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. 4th and 7, Forest Hills Central from the Zeeland East 31. Miller back to throw. Gets some pressure. He's going to be sacked. Matt Brown came from the outside that time. Actually, that was Noah Brown, the linebacker, that got the sack back at the 33. It's a loss of 2. The Chicks defense holds after the interception by Forest Hills Central, and they'll get the football back with 4:41 to play in the first half, leading at 14-7. So a good job by the Zeeland East defense to respond after that interception. Chicks quickly up to the line. They have 2 receivers right, single receiver left. The give is to Wester around the right side. Wester breaks free. He's in the 50. Look out. Wester breaks one man. He's being chased from behind. He's in the 20, the 10, the 5. Give him 6. Touchdown, Zeeland East. Corey Wester with a lightning bolt. 67 to the house. Wester looked like he got hemmed in a little bit, but he was able to shake a tackler as he turned the corner, then made a couple of more guys miss, and then took it right down the middle of the field for his second touchdown of the night. Now, what a turnaround. I mean, Forest Hills Central had the ball in Zeeland East territory. The kick on the way by Echols. It is up, and it is good. A 67-yard run by Corey Westra, and it is now 21-7, Zeeland East, 4:28 to go in the first half. Back after this 30, you're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Well, it took Zeeland East exactly one play to go 67 yards. Corey Westra, his second touchdown of the night, his 7th rushing touchdown of this season, and his 8th overall touchdown. 21-7, Chicks lead it. Echols gets ready to kick off. Avery approaches the ball, sends it away. It's a high boot. It's going to be fielded at the 7 by Otulski. Dillon comes up field. Dillon to the 20, out close to the 30, and I think they'll give him out to about the 31. So Otulski with a nice return. Jacob Gregory on the coverage that time for the Chicks. Unofficially, in the first half, 125 yards on 7 carries for Westrup. And for the most part, Forest Hills Central has played a decent game defensively. It's been 2 big plays on offense, a 50-yard run by Westra, a 67-yard run by Westra, and then a 35-yard interception return by Chandler Smith. That has the Chicks out in front by 14. 2 receivers left, single receiver right for Forest Hills Central. Quick pass on the outside. It is caught up to the 30, out to the 35, and out to the 36-yard line. That is the slot receiver, Sam Euker, with his first catch of the ball game. First time we've seen that, kind of that slot, that quick screen to the outside. Gain of 7. 2nd and 3. Forest Hills Central from its 37. Ty Collins has checked in the ballgame. He's another guy that just got called up from the junior varsity for Forest Hills Central. He's lined up to the right of the quarterback, Miller. Miller, quick screen to the right. It is Euker again, and Euker's got a first down over the 40 to the 43. Bellis had the initial hit but could not wrap him up. Beating on the stop. Check that Barton on the stop. They'll mark it at the 44. So a couple of quick screens to the inside receiver, Sam Euker. And the Rangers able to pick up a first down. Clock running. 4 minutes to play. First half, 21-7 Chicks. 2 receivers left, single receiver right. Miller in the gun. Chicks look like they're going to bring a linebacker from the outside. They give to Collins over the right side. He's over the 45 to the 46. Bellis came up from the secondary for the Chicks. So Collins again, a 2 on the play.
Rangers do not huddle. They get the signal for the play from Coach Tim Rogers. Miller relays the signals to his line. Two receivers on either side. Walker out of the ball game right now for Forest Hills Central. He was running the ball well earlier in the ball game. The give is to Collins again, and Collins goes nowhere. Caleb Eating on the stop for the Chicks. No gain. And we get a timeout taken by Zeeland East with 3:13 to go in the first half. That's their first timeout. And we'll take a timeout. 21-7 Zeeland East back after the 60-second break. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com.
After the
And on third down, Miller dropped back to throw. He wanted his wide receiver. I believe that was Scholl, the intended receiver. An outstanding play by Devin Butler coming over to knock it away at the last minute down around the 40-yard line of Zeeland East. So the Chicks hold. They will get it back with 3:08 to play in the first half. Reiser stands at his 35. Gregory awaits the boot at his 15. The kick, fairly short kick this time, and it's going to go out of bounds inside the 30. They'll mark it at the 26 of Zeeland East. So the Chicks will have 74 yards. They've got 3 minutes, plenty of time, and they have two timeouts remaining. And you got a weapon like Corey Wester who can take it to the house at any given time. Here come the Chicks. They'll go two receivers right, single receiver left, two running backs in the backfield this time. That's Caleb Veening and Corey Westra. And Westra gets the handoff around the right side, and Zeeland and Forest Hill Central is ready for him. They drop him for a loss back inside the 25. Leading the charge is Josh Lamica, a senior linebacker. His younger brother Tyler, also a member of this team. Well, there have been times when they've been able to contain Westra, but then Corey's made them pay a couple of times with long touchdown gallops. Second and 12 from just inside the 25. Two running backs in the backfield. Pohanka is the quarterback right now. And Dan's going to keep it himself, and Dan got out over the 25 to the 26. Desereau, who was shaken up earlier in the ballgame, has returned, and he made the stop, and Zeeland East is going to take time. 2:14 to play in the first half, 21-7 in favor of the Chicks. You can make the winning play, you can take home the goal, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. These games don't exist without the foundation of good sportsmanship to teach lifetime lessons. So remember that nothing beats good sportsmanship. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. We'll have a double treat for you next week of high school football. Next Friday, we'll be at West Ottawa for the OK Red Conference opener between the Panthers of West Ottawa and the Rockford Rams. And then we'll be back here in Zeeland next Saturday night for the battle between the Zeeland West Ducks and the Wildcats of Wayland High School. 6:40 airtime both nights on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Third and 10 for the Chicks from their 26, 2:14 to go. Forest Hill Central actually took that last time out. Two receivers on either side, Pohanka in the gun. Pohanka is going to give it to Wester up the middle. Wester breaks free. Wester's gone. 50, 40, 30, 20. They're not going to get him. Touchdown, Zeeland East. They spread the field. They gave it to Westra up the middle, and once he broke the initial line of scrimmage, he was off to the races. It's a 74-yard touchdown run, and it's 27-7, Zeeland East. So Westra approaching 200 yards now in this ball game. He went for 227 against Zeeland West 2 weeks ago. Eccles on for his fourth straight PAT. Gregory's got the snap down. The kick is blocked. Good job that time. That was Dakota Cutchins coming around the corner that time to snuff that kick out by Eccles. But Corey Westra, a 74-yard run, his third touchdown of this ball game. It is now 27-7 in favor of Zeeland East. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Well, Avery Eccles sent that kickoff through the end zone, and Forest Hill Central is going to get it at its 20. And the Rangers have suddenly some work to do. Two long Corey Wester touchdown runs in the last 2 minutes, one of 67, one of 74 yards. And all of a sudden, it is now 27-7 in favor of the Chicks with 2:03 left in the half. Forest Hill Central with one timeout left. Miller in the gun with two receivers left, single receiver left. The give is up to the middle to Collins, and Collins got a yard, and the ball's loose, and East has recovered it. Wait a minute, they're going to say his forward progress was stopped. The ball came out, but the official ruled that Ty Collins' forward progress was stopped, and boy, Forest Hill Central got a break that time because Zeeland East had the recovery. Clock running, 1:33 to go, first half. Second and eight, they'll mark it between the 21 and the 22. Miller in the gun, two receivers on the right, one receiver left. Miller takes, gives it to Collins. Collins, a hole on the left side. He gets out to the 25, maybe the 26, before Jaden Hunderman brings him down. And Zeeland East is going to take a timeout with 1:13 left. The Chicks want the ball back again. Who can blame them? They've got momentum going. For a while there, it looked like Forest Hill Central had the momentum. They got the touchdown, and then they had an interception and had the ball in good field position at the 34-yard line. But Zeeland East's defense held, got the ball back, and on the very next play, Westra went 67 to pay dirt. And unofficially, Corey Westra, 9 carries in the first half, 197 yards, and 3 touchdowns on runs of 50, 67, and 74 yards. It'll be 3rd and 3, Forest Hill Central. The Rangers have it at their 27. And if Zeeland East can get a stop, they can spend that last time out and still have a minute left to go for, who knows, another possible scoring drive. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Collins lines up to the right of Miller, who's in the gun. Collins gets the handoff, and he gets his world rocked. Miller got picked up. Actually, that was Lamica on the carry. He got picked up and got planted on his back. I think that was Westra along with Noah Brown. And it's going to be 4th and a yard. And Zeeland East does spend their last timeout with 1:07 to play in the half, leading it 27-7. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our MHSA perspective with John Johnson of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. We'll go over the first half summary and get you updated on some of the other scores going on the high school football scene around the state of Michigan, or at least around West Michigan. Grand Rapids Christian leads Hudsonville 20-7 in the second quarter. That score we had on that West Ottawa game was West Ottawa 7 and Kennewa Hills nothing. That was on a TD pass from McNitt to Ottoman. And now I'm told by Dan Diodana that the Panthers have extended that lead to 21-0. Reiser awaits the snap. Sends a booming kick, and it's going to be chased down by Jacob Gregory at his 24. Gregory comes to the near sideline. He's going to be knocked out of bounds out past the 30, and we get two flags thrown at the end of the play. Flags flying from two different directions. We'll wait and see what the call is. Looks like this is going to come back. So with 58.2 seconds to go in the half, the Chicks will have it. No timeouts left. Illegal block is the penalty. So they're going to mark it off back to about the 22 or 23 of Zeeland East. Dylan Dykstra has checked in at quarterback. Pohank has gone most of the way at quarterback, but Dykstra was in briefly, and he threw the interception that gave Forest Hills Central an opportunity earlier in this quarter. Two receivers on either side. Dykstra's the better thrower of the two. Four-man front for Forest Hills Central. Dykstra takes, hands it up the middle, and Wester has it, and Wester got out to the 26-yard line. They were hoping maybe to pop him loose again, and not quite that time. But that should give him 200 yards for the first half. Second and seven, clock running. East cannot stop it. Under 40 seconds to play. Dykstra gets the play from the sideline. Wester will line up to the right of Dykstra. Two receivers on either side. I presume Corey's going to get the ball on this one. Back to throw is Dykstra with time. Oh, he gets pressure, and he's knocked down. It was Josh Lamica just kind of shoved Dykstra to the ground back at the 17-yard line. And the time is going to run out here in the first half, down to 8 seconds. They're not going to get another playoff. But Zeeland East will go to the locker room at halftime with a 27-7 lead over Forest Hills Central. Three long touchdown runs by Corey Westra and a pick six by Chandler Smith. And that's been the difference so far in this ball game. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. Back after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com.